pocket. Harwood coming back the other way. Pick and roll it in. Gets it ahead to Matthews. Matthews in the corner for three. Yeah, baby!
Welcome back to the Bruins Basketball Show. I am your host, Coach Tony Miller. It's been a while since we've had a podcast. We took kind of a break towards the middle of our season. Things getting busy, but we tried to make some time here towards the end of our year to get back on the podcast so that you guys can learn a little bit more about our program, what's going on, some of our players, and some of the things that are happening over the next few weeks. Just kind of finished a busy last 10 days. Last week was a big week for us. Had a region game on Tuesday against Toccoa Falls. I had a 71-52 win, big region game that will help us in the conference standings as we prepare for region play. And then last Friday night, played number 4 in the country, Johnson University. They're actually in the Mid-East region, so it was an out-of-region game for us. But had an upset win against them and won 75-69. So two really big wins for us. And this week we have on Friday night coming up, game against another region opponent in Trinity Baptist College. I'll tell you a little bit more about that at the end of the podcast. We'd love to have you come out for that if at all possible. Last week, with our two big wins against Toccoa Falls and then Johnson University, some more big news from that. Our senior captain, Jason Barnhart, was named the Division II Player of the Week, the National Player of the Week last week. Had two big games for him against Toccoa Falls. He had 23 points and 7 rebounds. And then in our win Friday night against number 4 Johnson, finished the game with 20 points and 4 rebounds. So really proud of the work that Jason's been putting in this year, and a big year for him, and has done a great job leading our team and stepping up in the absence of some of our other guys. This week is a special week for us just to have a new player on our podcast. This is Cam McKennedy. Come to us this semester. Somebody that transferred in, has a really cool story. You'll hear a little bit more about that, but looking forward to you getting to know him just a little bit more. Thanks so much for joining us today, Cam.
No problem.
So this is your first year here, but you are not a first year student. You kind of want to give people a little bit about your background, how you got here.
First off, I found out about the school by my roommate from my past school, Erskine College, Zach Orr.
Had you heard about the school before that?
Yes, I heard about the school before this, and I wouldn't have thought that I would have came here to begin with, to be honest. But Zach was just telling me that he felt like I could fit in here, and he missed seeing me playing basketball on the court because I stopped playing for a while. And I ended up giving it a chance after about 4 or 5 times of him just asking me, Cam, you should come try it. And I finally gave in and tried it. And it's been one of the best decisions I've made in a long time in my life, to be honest.
And you heard about this school because you're just from right up the road, right?
Yeah, I'm from Spartanburg, which is only about 30, 40 minutes away, so it's not far. But I also heard about the school and different things about it. And it just wasn't the type of school I would have thought I would have came to, but as y'all can see, that changed.
And how has it been adjusting?
At first, it took some getting used to, but Zach actually prepared me. He told me things that I would have to get used to while coming here, so it wasn't a surprise when I came. But it wasn't too bad, just adjusting to the rules and the basketball here, the school. But now I'm pretty used to it, got my own routine, and I'm liking it, to be honest, and it's working out in my favor.
So you were at Erskine for 1 year?
I was actually at Erskine for 2 years, but my freshman year I redshirted, and the second year I played one game in a JV game, so really didn't even play in the game. But after my sophomore year, I actually left and transferred to USC Upstate just to go to school. But then this past spring, Zach has been asked, during the fall, Zach was asking me to come here and see if there was a chance for me to play. So I finally told him I'd give it a try, and it ended up working out for the good and best decision I made, like I told y'all before.
It was a huge pickup for us, having lost so many guys from first semester with injury and some of the other things, that Cam was able to come in and adjusting just to being part of a team that had already been playing for the first half of the year. How has it been? You know, you missed the first, I don't even remember, 11 games, I believe it was. And now we were just talking before we came on, but we're already 7 games in. What was that like, picking up halfway through the season when your teammates had already played half their year?
First off, it took me getting in shape because I was not expecting to come in and play basketball again. I thought I was done playing organized basketball again.
How was that first workout when you came over here and worked out with me?
I was nine. I was playing somebody one-on-one and couldn't even make it past the scoring three without needing water.
So you spent all of Christmas break getting in shape, getting ready?
Yes, sir. I spent most of the... As soon as I found out I was going to be able to have a chance, I got to working out, trying to get in shape. When I came here, I still wasn't to my full capabilities of being in shape, but eventually I got there, and I feel like I'm at least where I need to be right now.
How'd it go kind of... getting ready for the, even knowing, learning the plays and knowing what's going on. Things kind of spinning around there at the beginning.
Yes, in the beginning, I've always had a little trouble with remembering plays to begin with, but especially coming in here and not wanting to really do too much or disappoint the coach for letting me come. It's just had a lot, I had a lot going through my mind, but eventually I adjusted after the first couple of weeks. Wasn't too bad, and the coaches and players were there to help me as well, so they made me feel comfortable, and I didn't feel like I had to know stuff too fast, and they really helped me adjust.
High IQ player. You adjusted really well, so we were really proud of that. And now, like we said, already seven games in, it's hard to believe already. How have you, if anybody's watched us play, I mean, Cam makes a big difference out there on the floor, does a lot of the little things, rebounds for not being necessarily one of the tallest guys on the floor, but rebounds for us will give us, you know, 6 to 10 points a game, plays great defense, on-ball defense. What do you feel like you bring to this team?
Well, I just feel like this just has been the type of player I've always been. I like to hustle and play defense because offense will come based off the defense that players play. And I haven't always been the best offensive player, but my defense and hustle always outshowed that. So that's what made up for my moderately playing offense.
Going forward, what do you see for this team in particular, but you know, your, again, role with the team and how you have fit in? What do you think is our ceiling or where we could potentially end up?
With me coming here and experiencing it firsthand, I've seen us get better already defensively, and that has been the coach's main focus in practice is the defense closeout, those little things which help us to get further. And all of those little things will help us to get further into the maybe the region tournament. And doing those little things or not doing those little things will let us know where we're going to be at the end of the season. So hopefully we can get further, and I believe we can.
Big game coming up for us this Friday night. By the time this podcast comes out, probably be within the day. I would love to have you guys there if you can all make it at all. Be able to see Cam and the rest of the guys on Friday night at 7 o'clock. We'd love to have you there. Thanks so much for joining us today, Cam. Thank you for coming by and joining us.
No problem.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and on Twitter at BJUBruinsMBB. We'd love for you to keep up with us there and connect with us. Thanks again for joining us. Until next time, enjoy your journey.